Okay, we're good. Again, my name's Brian, and you're listening to Clarity Radio, and I feel good. Like, I mean, I really, really feel good. So that song, Never Enough, oh my gosh. So the planet that I came from the future, that song was written for me. And verify that. Those with the pendulum, verify that was written for who was working through me. Not me, but who was working through me. And you can take your pendulum and you can verify who truly is working through me. And I'm the only human being. I don't want to say because people say he's crazy. You just tell me who I am. And you're going to tell me. And you're going to be crying when you find out. So I'm not going to say anything now. So we're going to continue to move on here. So Canada, again, I love this country. It's a great country. And part of the problem with this country, with the citizens of this country, is that many citizens don't appreciate how good we have it. We really do have it pretty darn good. Even though there's high interest rates and everything else, everything can turn around. We can turn around. We can help each other out. I mean, the housing market, it's very simple. You know, the government says to the elderly, okay, renovate your home and rent part of your home out. Or allow you, the house to become a multiple dwelling. There's a lot of things that can be done. You know, there's big houses out there that can be renovated. And whereas the elderly, they don't have to move into a retirement home, particularly if they can still manage on their own and they can rent part of their house out. There's a lot of things that can be done. So, I mean, there's different options. Family can move in together. But unfortunately, a lot of families don't get along. So that's another problem. You know, it's difficult. So Canada, the bad karma has been lifted today in reference to the economy to collapse and for us to enter into World War III. That has been lifted February the 8th, 2024. And also, keep in mind, even though when you watch the politicians argue, debate in Ottawa, it sounds like there's something wrong. Well, it's not really wrong. They're going through this karma, bad and good karma, but one thing that I've discerned, despite all the people fighting among each other, and you can take the pendulum and verify the ones that are checking on me, that our system is 98% effective. Like, our political system is 98% effective. So to criticize, judge our politicians, I mean, don't do it. And remember, the day before they came into this incarnation, it was written how they would behave and the actual decisions they would make. Even from this moment on, with the karma being lifted off the government. So we really need to, you know, give our politicians a break. Now, people who know me, even politicians know me, I'm going to speak my mind. I am not a person who believes in being politically correct. To me, that's BS. I talk to a lot of people. No, one who believes in that conduct of behavior, in most cases, they're holding something back. They don't want you to truly know how they feel. Today, people need to express how they feel towards others, but not be malicious. There's a difference by speaking how you feel from your heart, regardless of the situation, and being malicious. There's a difference. And people, we need to pick up on that. And we need to let politicians to be able to speak how they feel without having a threat of being thrown out of office. Relationships between provinces and federal government is, well, it's going to get better because of the karmic, this economic bad karma thing this contract, you know, it's really a contract, that this contract, spiritual contract, has been lifted. So it's going to get much, much better. The one thing that really bothers me, it really bothers me, is we're moving in the area of artificial intelligence. Because the light's now taken over, I'm not really concerned with the issue of artificial intelligence. I'm concerned with the issue that artificial intelligence does not exist on this planet. So to say that we have artificial intelligence, it's a total misrepresentation. Unless you're coming up with a definition for us to understand what you believe artificial intelligence is, we do not have an intelligence that by the system technology on its own that can think on its own. We don't have that. We input the information and that comes out. That's what it is. But if you call it advanced information technology, that's a true representation of what I'm talking about. Because there's 18 levels of advanced information technology. We're at level one. So you can say advanced information technology 1-1. And we're doing pretty good so far. One is pretty good. But do not say the ones that come from the future, you know who I'm talking about. You need to change this. Do not call this artificial intelligence. I need you to do this. You've got the influence. You've got the money. Call it something else. Advanced information technology. Artificial intelligence is not correct. It's deceiving the world. And we should not be deceived. Quebec, in reference to Quebec. Well, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot. You're doing a lot of things and you're shooting yourself in the foot, increasing the tuition fees and not allowing the English to enroll in your university. Your university is losing that income. So as you lose that income, so you have a shortfall in income. So what do with that shortfall? You go to the federal government and say, we need more money. And so the federal government is supposed to come to your rescue. And this is just one example. There's other issues that you're doing where you're saying, okay, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. We're not going to rely on the English. We're going to go to Ottawa. I'm going to let Ottawa come up with the shortfall. That's what's going on. So here, as of today, Quebec has the next 2.5 years to go through bad karma. You will be going through political bad karma. The Bloc Party is the facilitator of your bad karma. They're going to make sure that they bring in decisions, policies, that it's going to basically hurt the French people because they're supposed to do that. Before they came into this incarnation, it was written that they would do that. That's their responsibility. So the French people are going to be going through bad karma. Now, with what's going on, it's not the English that is going through bad karma in Quebec. Pendulum, take your pendulum out. Verify, is the English, with all going on in the political arena, is it the English going through bad karma or is it the French? It's the French. Get the pendulum, verify it. They are shooting themselves in the foot. They are. Now, what's been lifted is the contract for Quebec to separate from the rest of Canada. That software, I work so hard, and I'm not going to allow one person in this country, I'm not going to allow one person in this country to successfully separate, divide this country. I'm not going to allow that. Why? Because I'm backed by the spiritual council. And my God, the spiritual council, well, you don't want to mess with it. It's for real. It exists. It really does. But the good news about all of this, despite everything I've said, that the French Canadian people will be received by the rest of Canada. They're going to be loved, and vice versa. It's going to get better. But with the Bloc Party, they're there to facilitate bad karma for the Quebec people for the next 2.5 years. That's their job. That's their job. So it's going to be tough. They're going to bring in policies. They're going to encourage policies that is going to basically, on some level, cripple part of the economy. And then they're going to want to go to the federal government, but the federal government will not be allowed, in a lot of cases, increase the funding. Because if the federal government increases the funding, they take on part of Quebec's back karma. It's the same with the United States. If the United States funds other countries where they're not supposed to, and those other countries are supposed to go through bad karma, and the United States funds, the United States will take on part of that country's bad karma. And their economy will suffer. Which, when I say they, theirs, the United States. So this is what's going on. But we need to understand. There's a lot of things we need to understand. Canada, we are only strong as our weakest link. So on a collective basis, we have to take a look at, and hey, listen, the other day, I was saying to myself, I should run for prime minister. And you know I would get elected. I would get elected if I had that platform. And I would change things. And I would do a good job. I had the opportunity years ago when I was asked on a very serious level, and I won't get into it, from the United States, would you like to be prime minister? And they gave me a lot of information. And I said, no. And maybe I should have said yes, but no. I had to go through all this. I could not have said yes because it was written for me to say no. Yeah, that's it. But there's times where I say to myself, I would love to be prime minister and use Canada as a true foundation for world peace. The way it's supposed to be. Whereas instead we are acting, we're a small country, 30 plus million, 40 whatever, and we're acting like we are the United States, like we have this great powerful army, we have all this money available to go out and just fight everybody. That's not the case. We're going to do this. And then we're going to have no money for health care. We're going to have no money for academia. We're going to have no money for research. All the money is going to be gone. The banking system is going to collapse. We cannot continue to have this attitude that we are the United States of America. We are not the United States of America. We're Canada. We're small. Some in the United States, we're the dumb cousin. And in some respect, we are the dumb cousin. But in other respect, it's a good thing that we are the dumb cousin because we would be doing worse. we would have much more involvement with international military affairs. It could be worse. But sometimes it pays off to be the dumb cousin. And besides, you know, the United States is not so bad. They're pretty good. You know, I don't mind having the United States as a neighbor. No. You know, it would be sad if all of a sudden the United States just disappeared and we didn't have them as a neighbor. They're a great neighbor because, in truth, they really do care. They're a country that does really care. But their government has been controlled by a dark energy in the last 2.5-3 years. And that's been lifted. So that means that the relationship between the United States and Canada is gonna get better. It really is going to improve. And what we really need to understand too, a lot of people complain about our healthcare system in Quebec. Oh my God, they complain a lot in Quebec. And so you've got different hospitals that are saying, okay, don't go to this hospital because they are the block. You know? And so if you're English and you go to that hospital, you're supposed to go through an experience, a bad experience. But that's not correct. Everything is about going through either good karma or bad karma. So if you end up in a hospital and you go through some bad experience, it's because you're going through karma. You're going through bad karma. Whereas other people go to the same hospital, they don't have that same experience. So it really is about what is written for you to go through. That's what you're supposed to go through. If you've got a whole bunch of nurses that's not correctly trained to handle your situation and you have a bad experience, that's your karma. I know people don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. And when you take a look at the healthcare system, it's not broke. We respond where someone who's been waiting outside the emergency, maybe in the parking lot, for 8 hours, and they have no, I know I'm going overboard here, but I'm just making it the worst. And they die in the parking lot because they could not get into the hospital. If that was to happen, that's that person's bad karma. It's not a reflection of the whole system. The whole system's pretty good. It's highly effective. If you wait, okay, that's fine. But at the end of the day, your treatment, did you get your treatment? And most people, over 90%, they get their treatment. They get what they're supposed to receive in order to make them better, make them feel better, to heal them, whatever. So our system is not broke. But you take one news report, it makes everyone think our system is broken. Our system is not broken. So we're gonna take a break, and we're gonna come back. And who am I gonna talk about next? And we're gonna talk about Great Britain and France. And so, wow. So we're going to come back, and what are we gonna do? Let me discern something. Yeah, we're gonna come back and listen. I'm not here to be this superhero, okay? I'm not here to be a superhero. You know, I just want to help. That's it. I'm an individual. I have an extraordinary gift, extraordinary. And pretty well, as far as what I can discern, there's really nothing off limits. You can take your pendulum, and there's nothing off limits. You know, even when I walk into a government office, they say, oh, this guy, you got to be careful what you say to Brian because he doesn't need to know the secrets of this government. You have no, there is no secret. You cannot keep any secret from me. If I want to know something, I will know it. It'll take me less than 10 minutes. But do I do that? No. Do the pendulum. I don't go into government affairs. Check it. I don't care. I'm not interested in that. You know, I'm only interested in making our government stronger. That's my interest. And by us being stronger, we can tackle almost anything that happens in this country. In order for us to be stronger, the government has to be stronger and it has to be protected, including the United States government and other governments around the world. That's the bottom line. And when you speak poorly against a government, it's going to come back and bite you in the butt in your next incarnation, your next Groundhog Day. And with a pen and verify that. Never, 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 from this moment on, we're just starting today. Today it's changed. The matrix has changed. Okay, so you spoke poorly about someone in the past. It doesn't matter. It's today. If you speak poorly against anyone, and we're talking malicious, it's going to bite you in the butt in your next incarnation. And Pendulum, take it out and verify that's true. Okay, so be very careful with what you say. Okay, so here we go. We are going to our music break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do 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 do. Oh, I want something just like this. Testaments they told, the moon and its eclipse, and Superman unrolls the suit before he lived. But I'm not the kind of person that it fits. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this.
Okay, I'm back. Again, I'm not some Superman hero. I'm just a highly, highly gifted person. So, Great Britain. Great Britain. Unable to lift that karma. I tried to do it. I wasn't able to do it. And they're going to have a tough time over the next 5 years with their economy. At least 50%, not 1.5, yeah, 1.5, sorry, 1.5, keep that in, don't delete this. 15% of the total economy on average will face back karma. And they're having a bad time right now, oh my gosh, with the NHS, you know, their National Health Services. You know, people, you know, the other report was the dentists are leaving the National Health Service. And they're opting out because they're not getting paid well, and they're going into private practice. And I'm just hoping that the Canadian government is not doing a dental program that is somewhat similar, where they're going to force people to go to some sort of mimicking a National Health Service out of England, and only for the dentist to opt out. I'm just hoping then we've got a lineup of people looking for appointments. I'm just hoping that the Canadian government can take what's going on in England and not make the same mistake. We have to learn from others and not ignore others' miseries and repeat the same misery. We can't have a situation where government leadership wakes up every morning and goes outside and sees their shadow, and we have another 6 weeks of continual madness and craziness. And, you know, we can't be on that treadmill. It's called a Groundhog Day. So we've got to be able to go out and not see our shadow. So I'm hoping with the Canadian government that's going to be the case, and also with all governments, the United States. So 5 years, Great Britain is going to be going through some significant back karma, 15% of it. And on top of that, they've got 1 year remaining of ethnic bad karma. So there's going to be protests. There's going to be a whole bunch of things going on, because I'm not predicting the future. It's a software program. I'm just looking at the Matrix software program, how it's programmed. And I'm hoping that it's going to change. And it's possible that it's going to change. And of course, we're going to see changes in the structure of the royal family as a result of King Charles being ill. So that's going to be another situation down the road. When that changes, only the Matrix knows what's going to happen. Great Britain has a huge responsibility to undo the wrongs in reference to Israel and Palestine. There are some wrongs that need to be undone in order for that region to secure peace. And people who have studied the history of the, basically how the state of Israel has been or was created, anyone who knows the history, they will know that it wasn't done correctly. And so that's going to have to be done, and that will be done. With all this going on, it's going to make it much more difficult because, again, I've mentioned Israel is not going to be able to get the financial full support that they've been getting over the last 20 years or so. And what's really also is going to be changing is the fact that as of today, Germany has no financial karma to the state of Israel based on its past misdeeds in reference to the Holocaust, in reference to the war. So the Matrix software program says that the funding that the German government has been given for years to the state of Israel is going to have to stop. And it's going to, because it's very difficult for anyone to go against the software program. And I've also mentioned, too, that if something happens where in the leadership of Israel or anyone in that region is assassinated, this is not a situation whereby we are to go into World War III. The individual, if they are assassinated, that's their bad karma that they have to go through. It is not a signal for us to go into World War III. This is very, very, very important that we understand that. And the United States is going to have to reduce, again, their funding to the state of Israel. However, over the next 5 years, as a result of what happened way back when, where Great Britain was involved, next 5 years in that region, there's going to be a lot of tension, a lot of tension. So I asked, based on the Matrix program, I went to the spiritual council that basically manages what I do here, along with my other 143 individuals that's here working with me. What is it that the state of Israel has to do? And what they need to do is they have to embrace Christ. And so I said, no, that's not going to work. We cannot bring the Bible to the Jewish people and say they have to embrace Christ. And I said, there's got to be something intelligent. You know, what is it? And all they have to do is to, it's just one simple thing, and take the pendulum out. Just one simple thing. If I was prime minister of Israel, I can do it. It's easy. You know, when I was Einstein, I was asked to be a mayor of in Israel, and I said no. But I even told the people of Israel that they have to think differently because it's not going to work. So they must love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the only thing. They don't have to do anything else other than love thy neighbor as thyself in order to bring peace to that whole region. That means that the people of Palestine is their neighbor. And so Great Britain, the rest of the world, the Western world, you're going to have to help them. Well, right now, see, Israel's going to be in a situation where they're not going to get as much funding, just like Ukraine is going to be in a situation they're not going to get much funding because the Western world is not allowed to give them the same financial support. If the rest of the world gives them the same financial support, that country will take on the bad karma of whoever they are funding that they're not supposed to fund. That's the deal. That is the absolute deal. And I know it's going to be tough. But we just got to know that there is a solution. And it's solvable. It's absolutely solvable. You know, we, the Western world, we have to make sure we don't forgive anybody. We don't want to take on their spiritual debts. We don't want the treadmill of suffering. And we've got to be able to teach our children to let go of our anger and revenge. Because when we let go of anger and revenge, it equals God's revenge. God takes it over. That's the math equation. Get with the math equation. Don't have anger and or revenge. Give it to God. Give it to God. So lastly, let's talk about France. You know, I've took a trip over there. I was invited by royalty, actual royalty in France. Beautiful experience. And I found the French people very, very pleasant. Very, very. They always treat me good. Even when I go to Quebec, I don't get treated bad because I think the soul knows who I am. They really treat me really fantastic. But I hear of other stories of other people going there and they don't get treated as well. But we just need to be able to let go of all our anger and revenge towards everything, everyone. Then as we do this, from one groundhog experience to another, it gets better. But if we continue to forgive, it doesn't get better. So looking at France, the next 5 years, unfortunately, they're going to be looking at a 35% of its economy is going to be compromised. So that's based on the software program. If I can change the software program, I don't know. I'm just saying that's what it is right now. Take the pen and verify what I'm saying is true. And it's starting today. Everything I'm talking about is starting today, even though this broadcast is for tomorrow, the night. So France is going to be going through a tough time. They're going to be going through, and there's a risk of terrorism over the next 5 years. And that has to do a lot with their other incarnations, what they did, how they participated, and how they fought the terrorists, where they had 100% free will. The answer's not here. See, that's the problem is, you know, we try to look at the answers, see if we can find the answer. The answer's not here. What's here is sowing and reaping. What's here is the result of what we did or did not do when we had 100% free will. That's what's here. And this is why it's so important that the families, our families, you teach the kids, you teach the university, you put it into the teachings of religion that we are not to forgive. UFT, get with the program. There's a reason why I'm saying this. Don't teach that it's okay to forgive. And all the priests that get together and you have lunch at the, you know, my favorite UFT buffet, you know, the religious buffet, you know that one. I've seen you often there. Don't teach people to forgive. Teach them to let go of their anger and revenge. And all of us, we have to get rid of eye for eye. And we have to get rid of this nonsense. Once born a sinner, always a sinner. This is total, total. It's total, what is he saying? It's corruption of the soul. For you to think that you are born a sinner, always a sinner, you have corrupted your soul. If you accept eye for eye, you have corrupted your soul. If you forgive others, you have corrupted your soul. There's much more I can go, but do not do this. Do not do this, and do not make promises that you can't keep. Avoid the oaths. If you make the oath, it stays with you. If you've got 800 incarnations to go out of your 1600, you make an oath today, that oath stays with you over the next 800 incarnations. It follows you. You accept eye for eye, it follows you. You don't let go of your anger and revenge, you forgive, it follows you. Pay attention. I know that I'm saying something right, correct, because when I asked for 5,000 people to be in front of me and talk about any science topic, you want to talk about cold fusion, you want to talk about magnetism, you want to talk about black holes, You want to talk about cancer. You want to talk about heart disease. You want to talk about diabetes. I don't have to train and I can talk about it. And make half of them $2,500 from the media and from just general society, and the other half are the experts. That's how it has to go down, not 5,000 experts. And when I do something and say something that is correct, but people have taken offense to it, well, they can't keep it secret among themselves. I want 2,500 just people outside that network to go out and say, hey, this is what I've just found out. And that's how it has to go down. And I'm looking for a group, a project event coordinator, somebody to be able to set that up. That would, and to film that. That would be like, oh my God. And I'm looking for someone to get a TV show going for me too. I'm looking for, the TV show will be very unique. It will be a broadcast that will answer each episode on certain issues. Why? Why did this take place happen? Why so many people suffer? Why do children come into this world to die of cancer? So many different, you know, why? And why is it that the electric car, 60% of the technology of the electric car is already dinosaur. It's already dinosaur. Ford and GM, they got it. You know, they're smart to go and build smaller cars. Their larger electric cars, they're not selling. Listen, this whole situation with the electric car has not been correctly thought out. It has not been correctly. And I'm prepared to go in front of all the technicians, everybody, 5,000 people, and let's talk about the electric technology. And let's talk about the economic, true potential economic impact on the rest of the world. I'm prepared to do that. Because that's who I am. But I have to rely on my angel. I got to make sure I've got lots of angels when I go up on that stage. And I'm by myself, just me in front of 5,000 people. And all of a sudden I'm saying, okay, let's get all the thoughts. That person over there, let me get their thoughts. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, that's the first person I'm going to start with. You know? And that's it. That's how I'm going to go. I'm just going to go and I'm just going to do it because I have no fear. In fact, I have excitement because I know that by doing this, by getting the truth out, we can expose what needs to be exposed. And then the dark side cannot continue. Because that's the idea is, once you expose the agenda of the dark side, the math equation says they no longer can continue with that agenda. And I think this is partly why I'm supposed to have these events, is to expose that. And once it's been exposed publicly, they can't do it anymore. And that way we save this planet. So let me see if there's anything else before we go to one of my favorite songs, Angels. Hang on. Okay, Pam, let me verify. I've just verified I did not speak any untruth in this broadcast. Can you verify that, please? Yeah, you spin around nice. That's it. It's all truthful. Everything that I've said in this broadcast is 100% truthful. Do it again. Verify it again. That's it. There you go. Okay, so hopefully we're going to do another broadcast next week. I can only do a broadcast once it's discerned, and I have to take the direction from the big boss upstairs and the spiritual council. So we've done our duty today, and happy Valentine's coming for all of you. And the father's saying, you know, I said, Father, do you really want the Catholics to basically starve themselves on Valentine's? Is it really necessary? Is it really nice? He goes, no. He said, no. They can go and eat and enjoy Valentine's. You know, they don't need to go on a fast. And so that's it. So this is the big boss authority that overrides everything on this planet. So if you are supposed to fast, you don't have to. But if you don't fast, you will not be punished. You need to understand that. This software program overrides all the punishment that you can potentially receive. Okay, so Pelham, verify that. Okay, so that's a change. So we're moving into a new era where you will have the freedom to do a lot of things outside religion without being persecuted and without being punished. So I love all of you. My name is Brian. And really, really, really thanks to all of you who helped me. And there's a lot of you that can help me much more. You know, and you know how I need your help. So everything that is being done is for you too. You're getting the benefit. And you now have a contract. Many of you have a contract that's activated today where you must help me. And I'm looking forward to receiving that help. Thank you. I see the rain. Does an angel contemplate my fate? Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I've been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection. Will I ride or run down the waterfall? Wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When I come to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. Wow. When I feel the leaf and my pain walks down the one-way street, I look above and I know I'll always be blessed with. Feeling grows, she breathes flesh to my bones. But when love is dead, I
Thank you.